Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is a very special, auspicious day. We had our Tuesday class location relocated to Sister Palmasri house because she came and checked with me whether it's okay or not for Dr. J's mother, Sister Song, to arrange a dana for our so-called Chinese New Year gathering. I say, yeah, that's a very good idea. So I, with wholesomeness, with gladness, I really rejoice that we accepted it. Let us rejoice. That's why, yeah, all the way home, like, according to Pamasu, he said, Yananda's mother, Sister Song, will volunteer to cook for us all. But the yisang is from Jinhao and the sister, I was told. The rest all prepared by Sister Song, Dr. J's mother. It seems she woke up 4:15 very early, and prepare all this, then come all the way down here, then finalize whatever she got to do. So it's not an easy task. So we should all rejoice and thank her. For making this possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And today, as usual, in our program, we're supposed to start at 8:30, but we are early since everybody is already gathered here. So once again, I'd like to wish all Kayamitas and all those who are present a very happy, peaceful, and good Chinese New Year 2023, the year of the rabbit. There is a saying, the Mandarin saying, I always hear it from the Astro channel, Huang Tu. So I came to know the meaning from my wife. So Huang is supposed to be lucky. Huang. Tu is the rabbit. So Huang Tu year. So instead of that, they created a pun, one, two, go. So one, two, go. So 今年, the year 2023, the year of the rabbit, you all can make your wish, your aspiration, then you can go for it to be realized. So the wish is one thing. Of course, that will have the good mind states and all those things. But to go for it, to realize it, is another thing. So you don't know the Dhamma. It's not easy to fulfill what you wish for. You may wish for the sky or everything. But finally, you will never get what you want unless you know the Dhamma or the nature's law that governs all this. So just now, what I wish you all is happy, peaceful, and good New Year. Why I stop at this three? Any idea? Of course, happiness, everybody is sick. And that one is cultivated the way you can have it. Peace also, we can have it because we are cultivated the way. But good, the meaning is very, very extensive. Good means everything that is wholesome, that is good for the individual's benefits, and maybe it includes your good health, your good life, your good career, then your good whatever retirement. Also good in whatever you do, like your cultivation, walking the path of Dhamma, you do it very well. So all these are possibility of good. Then developing success means good life that comes from prosperity. The goodness that we have become our parami, our virtue. So when you have all the good virtue with you, your life will become beautiful. You will have Dhamma. So this is the first part. Then maybe we will commence exactly 8:30, yeah? Because 1 more minute to go. So now it's 8:30 already. Ngam 8:30. So today, yeah, 31st of January, Tuesday, yeah. So we are having our informal gathering of Kayamitas. Yeah. We have a simple Chinese New Year dana dinner with the good food from Jayanta's mom, eh? Doctor, sorry, Sister Song. So we had our good taste and feel of the very sumptuous and very tasty house dana. And this dinner, I tasted most of the food, eh? Except the pineapple curry. But I saw Sian eating it, so I can know it's good. But Mi Fong commented a bit too salty. Oh yeah, for her. But overall, the food was fantastic. Very good. I love the food. Thank you so much, Sister Song. So as usual, we will start our Chinese New Year puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then we will pay respect, triple check. Then we will start our puja chanting. The chanting book are in front of you, you don't have. Namo Bổn Sư释迦牟尼Phật. Namo Bổn Sư释迦牟尼Phật. Namo Bổn Sư释迦牟尼Phật. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Namo Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Namo Phổ Bồ Tát. Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho Bhagavān Buddhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi. Svākhāto Bhagavatam Dhammo Dhammaṃ namassami. Suppatipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musawadavirmanisikapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya majapamadatana Viramanisikapadang samadhiyami. Okay, you can visit that and turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue with the Padipa Puja. Padipa Puja, offerings of light. Ganda sarpa ditena, ditena tamadangsina, tiloka dipang sambutang, pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambarayutena, dopenahang suganghina, puja ye puja niyantang puja bhajana mutamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin puja yami munindasa siri pada sarorohe Bunyeni Buddhan Sugumainanena Bunnena Matena Cha Hotu Mokhan Bupang Milayati Yata Idhang Me Kayo Tata Yati Vinasa Bhavang Adivase Tuno Bante Paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigam hatu mutamang adivasetu no bante pali parikapitang anukampang upadaya Patihan patu mutamang Adivase tu no bante Bojanang parikapitang Nukampang upadaya Patihan patu mutamang Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of clear cool water lead us to the pure clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One. Who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond between Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of this merit, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May this merit be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and the affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Tripa Jaya. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Just relax body and mind. Huh? Can on the fan now. Otherwise it's a bit stuffy, huh? Hot. Huh? So once again, we'd like to take this opportunity, auspicious opportunity, to wish all Kayamitas a very happy, peaceful, and good Chinese New Year. Hopefully, with the ending of 2021. Sorry, 22. We shall move on to the year 2023, which is, according to the Chinese calendar, is the year of the rabbit. So this year of rabbit is what the Chinese tradition believe. They got 12 animals to signify the cycle of what they call the 60-year cycle. Every 12 years times 5 is one major 60 years. So these are all have to do with tradition, feng shui, and has nothing to do with Buddhism and the Dharma. But as Chinese, we are in a way very special and unique race is because the 5,000 years of history has made us very different, very rich. Our culture, our tradition, everything is really amazing and wonderful. But we need to have wisdom to cultivate them, to put them into practice. Of course, when it comes to Chinese New Year, even though it's not really a Buddhist ceremony or whatever, but there are a few good things that the Chinese tradition brings about. Because tradition can be very meaningful, useful and wonderful when you understand. Follow the good one, the wholesome one. Do not follow those that are not so wholesome and meaningful. So I used to observe during Chinese New Year. So we will have a lot of greetings, which is a good tradition. Then exchange of goods, gifts, exchange of following the tradition of giving ang pao to all those not married and our children and all those things. Then some married one also, they give, like children giving to parents, grandparents and all those things. So these are good tradition that bring about wholesomeness, brings about economic activity. You know, one Chinese New Year, how much economic activity? Or the low sun that we experience after a break of 2 years. This year, I think they all try to make up for the last two lost years. So I remember not only Chao Gao, the eve of Chao Pa, Chao Gao, the firecrackers, the yanhua, you call it fireworks, they were so loud. My daughter in Johor came back also told me, she said they burn, they light the firecrackers and the firework until 1 a.m. in the morning. And SS2 also non-stop, very loud, very loud. So, looks like a good tradition where you can have an occasion of joy. So I heard the newspaper also make a joke out of it instead of talk out. They invite the King Sakha to make offering. So they use another joke, is it? Instead of Qing Chai Sun Ye, or Ti Gong, they call Ti Gong. They light the firecrackers so loud, and the what they call firework so loud and so full of fire. Is it? It's like Zha Tian Gong. 不是晴天空，不是家庭空，还炸天空。 So these are all the jokes that people can come up with. It's because it's an occasion for joy, celebration, which is not harmful. Yeah? So as Buddhists, we cannot say, oh, these are non-Buddhists, we don't practice all this. It depends on your understanding. Whatever that is good for the economy, for society, yeah? No negativity, why not? Even the low sum, you always hear people, why they use the chopstick and low hay? Yeah? There is a tradition, a belief, there is a belief. So everything must be alive, and that's a low sum, so that the year is a good year. Life is good. Everything is like give rise to prosperity. Yeah, that's why you always recite. What a hang then someone what? Ong then you come out with all those things. Those who understand one is it to your good health, understand not? To your good life, your good career, your prosperity. That's why I wish you a happy, peaceful, these two very important. Then good new year means include all the good things that you want. But like I said just now, to realize it, to make it a living reality is more important. So as Buddhists, when we have this understanding, we know wishing alone will not bring about the realization of what you wish for. Understand? Although it's part of good speech, no negativity, make people feel good, understand? Make people feel joyful, happy, and like I say, an occasion to celebrate, to have joy, to have the fellowship and the reunion, everything. So these are good traditions. But you must understand, wishing alone does not bring about the realization of what you wish. So as Buddhists, we are more fortunate because we have this teaching, we have this understanding. So if you leave the Dhamma way, you develop the Dhamma understanding, then your wish can come true. Then whatever you aspire, your pure wish, yeah, your aditan, everything can be realized. To understanding the Dhamma. Dhamma is basically nature's truth. When you have nature's truth, then you will not violate the nature's law. Then we can follow the advice of the Buddha to be worthy of the Buddha, because a faithful devotee of the true practitioner of Dhamma, the true disciple of Buddha, we must at least heed his advice. Yeah? Dhammapada verse 183. Sabba papasa akaranam kusalesa upasampada sacitta paridyo tapanam etang buddha sanasana. So this Dhammapada verse 183, they are the advice of all Buddhas. The first advice is to avoid all evil. That's why supper papasa akaranam. If you can do that, you are already very blessed. You are a good cultivator. Then whatever wholesomeness that can be developed or done, do it. That's why kusala, kusalesa, upasambadan. So you do this too, your worldly life will be taken care of. You will have the good life. But you are not completely free. Like just now in the dinner time, I was sitting with Sian and Mifeng. We had some classmates within our university class. The husband and wife, they don't really understand much of the Dhamma, but they are smart people, very intelligent people, very nice people. But life is such, like Mifeng came to know. He said, not until we go through life, not until we witness all this, we do not really truly understand the first noble truth of dukkha. To understand that, you need to have the real wisdom behind. So the husband and wife very successful. They were actually very intelligent. They topped their school. Even in the uni, my classmate, the husband, is also very, very exceptionally intelligent, first class honors and all things. But then as the good time passed by, as you go through old age, sickness and death, there's certain things manifest. And most of it could be attributed to the coming thing. Because like the Buddha say, the five daily contemplation, before also now, realize is very important. The Buddha asks us, each and every one of us, including the monks, you must contemplate and reflect on the five daily contemplation. Yeah, this is life. The first three are pertaining to the form aggregate, the physical body. This body of ours is of the nature to grow, get sick, and die. For he has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. So this contemplation will remind us that the physical body, the physical entity, is not really you. He is only the aggregates of form. This one make up our elements. He will go the way of nature. He will decay. He will get old. He will get sick. And finally, he will disperse. And we call that death. So when you understand this through profound Dhamma, penetrative cultivation and understanding, then we develop the wisdom to develop the understanding to make use of this physical body without having to cling onto it, grasp onto it, and create unnecessary suffering and misery. Because the final summary of the first noble truth, the Buddha said, in short, it is this fine aggregate of form and mind. When you grasp onto it through Sakkaya Ditti, it conditions suffering. So the upadana khandas, the grasping aggregate, is the cause of suffering. So all the five aggregates, the first that we grab onto is our physical body. So this first three contemplation is very important. You do not deludedly cling and grasp onto this fourth physical body. All is sickness and death will have no problem, no power over you. Then we can liberate our mind free and make use of this body like I always explain to you. This is just a vehicle for us to come to this existential world, to live life, to give rise to consciousness, to maintain life. So use it and do not deludedly cling on to it. Means develop the wisdom to use it, but not to be afflicted by it or deluded by it. So this understanding is very important, is Dhamma. Then the fourth contemplation is the reality of separation. Everything must separate because everything is dependent, originating, condition arising. So separation, like in the first noble truth, reality is a major reality. We have gone through separation from loved ones, separation from people whom we love dearly, care for dearly, separation from our prized possession, from the thing we hold on to dearly. Could be our children, our wealth, our whatever, reputation or even status. So when conditions cease to be, they will separate from us. Or when our breath stops, we also don't own them. Separation is a reality. So separation can occur in many ways, like we have gone through. It can happen through death, nature's disaster, relationship breakdown, or even when you meet with people whom you don't like and all those things. Suffering will arise. Separation can occur, like during accident, even nature's disaster, like tsunami, earthquake. Nowadays, even war, like Ukraine, and kidnap or whatever. Sometimes nature's phenomena. Then disease is a major killer too during the COVID-19. So luckily, the 2 over the 3 years of COVID experience we have gone through, and we are very blessed to be free from it. But I was told quite a number of you contacted it, but you are okay, so not so bad. For those who didn't contact it, I think you are blessed. So all this is a natural consequence of understanding the Dhamma. Take care of Dhamma, Dhamma take care of your life. So when you take care of your mind, you will know how to walk the path of Dhamma. Then you will know how to develop the understanding of life. Then you have the good life. Then the last contemplation is the most important. The Buddha say, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So if you contemplate on this every day, then you will come to know if my entire life and existence depends so much on karma, almost 99.999, almost 100% depend on karma. What must I do? We have to follow the advice of the Buddha to take care of karma. The advice of the Buddha is to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. Purifying the mind is developing the wisdom to overcome all the delusion, the worldly attachment, clinging, grasping, the sakkaya ditthi that hold on to the 5 aggregates of form and mind. So when you develop all this understanding, then you realize if I follow the advice of the Buddha, I am actually taking care of karma, then taking care of my karmic nature, then I will have the good life. Then when I develop the wisdom through purifying the mind, realizing the truth, I go beyond the conditional, then I can liberate my mind above whatever that is happening within the conditional. Where the conditional belongs to the conditioned Dhamma. It has nothing to do with the unconditioned. The unconditioned is the wisdom that you need to break free. But then there is such thing as life. There is such thing as existence. That's why the law of karma exists, recognizes relationship. So this 5th daily contemplation is very powerful, very important. And the Buddha wants us to develop this understanding so that when you understand this, then I explain early on, whatever that happened to you in life, always remember is 99.999% related to coming. The extent of it depends on your understanding. That's why coming obstruction is very real. The Buddha's advice is avoid all evil. You cannot afford to even neglect any small evil. Otherwise, you cannot run away. Because we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. and we are what we are because so if karma plays such a great role in our life, we don't take care of karma, we cannot cope with life, we cannot develop the happy and virtuous life, we cannot live the life of a noble one. So basically this understanding is very important. So to realize what we wish for, to make our wish come true, we must walk the path of Dhamma. Then we invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for us to break the karmic obstruction, have the appropriate causes and conditions, to actually turn around whenever we encounter situation of karmic negativity or karmic obstruction or life experiences through what we have done from the past. When we have the living Dhamma to confront them with understanding, then we can do all the necessary thing through understanding to liberate our mind. So the three things that the Buddhist teaching teaches is, first, to accept what happened through that fifth contemplation. We are thinking it's just the way it is, related to our karma. Whatever that arises, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. And there is the reality, the truth. Because within that moment, all the causes and conditions are already set. It cannot be otherwise. So this is suchness, tatata. This is the fact of life, the reality of life and existence. So when we understand that, we come to terms with the moment. We develop the wisdom not to react, not to get angry, not to stir our mind, not to create further karmic negativity. So through the acceptance, the mind free, there is clarity, there is peace, there is understanding, there is tranquility, there is creative understanding, there is the awareness that develops this penetrative awakening. Then we can observe to understand what is going on. We can see the fact of life. We can observe the reality within the moment. Then we act following the wisdom that we have developed. If it's karmic related, we need to ask for forgiveness, develop the repentance, we do. Then after that, we vow not to repeat all this. Then we follow the advice of the Buddha through following his Dhammapada verse 183, the three great advice to avoid all evil, to good, purifying the mind through cultivation of Dhamma, following the Dhamma way. Yeah. Then after that, when you do that, you develop a lot of virtue, a lot of merits, a lot of parami, and this will serve you well. So the third understanding is to invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to turn around from whatever negativity or karma to recover so that it can continue to allow you to walk the path of Dhamma successfully. Or you can invoke power of merits for whatever goodness and wholesomeness that you want. You can channel it or make the aspiration to avoid the foolish, like what the Buddha has taught us in the closing puja, imina, punyang, kamina, etc. To avoid foolish, meet up with only the wise and the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. Then you can also invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to walk the path of Dhamma successfully. Then the Bodhisattva vow will actually support you and take you along. And the Bodhisattva vow is very important. Well, that four great vow is actually for the Bodhisattva to develop perfection of the 10 perfection to reach the what they call accumulation of perfection. leading to Sama Sambuddhahood. So all these are the understanding. So with this summary, hopefully you all can have more faith and more diligently develop the cultivation. So just now the good one means what? You all want good life, isn't it? Some want long life. I don't know why you want long life. Live so long for what? Unless you can be a blessing to all. You know, sometimes the body is just the body. Like the Buddha said, it's like a one-hour block card. You somehow want to extend your life for what? But please, don't get me wrong. Hey, Brother Teo said, no need long life. That's why the four great blessings from paying respect. Ayu, Wana, Sukang, Palang. Ayu is long life. But like Sui An said, Ijia ko ai I pang. Ijia be pang wang gang ko. So Ijia e kun, but be pang. Ijia gang ko. So all this come with understanding. So long life with good health, with the Dhamma, then I think it's worth having the long life. Otherwise, long life, bedridden, and become miserable, then it's not so appropriate to make the wish. There used to be a joke. Some of my friends, they used to say, hey, they say, you think all the money you own can make you happy, I say. Then one of them say, the money is not yours. Then this guy, the non-Buddhist, is it? Where is it? Not yours and not so real, is it? Not so real. Give to me, I take them all. So when you don't have the understanding, then you tend to do this. Then the other fellow try to be more smart. He said, yo, got money, must use. He said, Then they keep on saying, can enjoy life while having good health, must enjoy life, must. They never use the word live life, they always use the word enjoy life. Then finally, I add in something which is very useful, which I saw and I understand. Joyce is here. Come, let us welcome Joyce and Clifford. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Afterward, you can continue the. Oh, Jayanta, your mother's cooking very good. Fantastic. Everybody rejoice. Got money, Matthew. Yes, there was one guy who said that. Then I actually add on. I said, there are two ways to use your money. You know what are the two ways to use your money? One way is when you are still healthy, young, but for us, no longer young. Most important is healthy. Can walk, can travel, can eat, and like Sui An say, epa. Echa, ekun, ekia, epang. Then use. That is one way of using. But he said a lot of people are very tricky. They don't want to use. They save and save and save. He said, not enough, not enough. They never live life. Then after that, they say, worry about their children, not enough money. Then worry about their grandchildren, not enough money. Then finally, when they are too sick and too old, they realize too late already. All this money cannot be put to proper use. I say there is a second way to use your money. Instead of healthy, able to travel, walk around, travel, do what you like to do, and use. When you are sick and bedridden in the hospital, you also use a lot of money. Is it? Sang ngao ngao myo, pan tai ji le yo. When you are lying down in the hospital bed, then only you spend all those money. is also one way of spending money. So, of course, this is not Dhamma. This is looking at life. But Dhamma is he know you, he know me. So there is no suffering when you are sick. Yeah. But when you have the means to have wealth, money, and even property or whatever, you must know how to use it. The Siddhartha Buddha came out with the four types of happiness. The four types of happiness that a lay person can have. Of course, the monk is different. They got the cultivation to liberate their mind and give them better happiness, the supreme happiness, Nibbana Paramang Sukham. But for worldly people, the Buddha said, you can have the first happiness, the happiness of ownership, understand that? When you walk through the righteous way to own and earn those wealth or money, there is this joy of having earned it the righteous way. Then the second type of happiness that you can develop is you must be able to make use of this wealth for the good of the many, to help yourself, your loved ones, your children, your relatives, or those that you can be a blessing to, do charity or whatever. That is the second type of happiness. And then the third type of happiness is to pay off all your debts, so that you can actually be free of loans or debt. But this one maybe in the olden days it applies. But in the modern day, you don't worry. You got mortgage, loan from the bank. Don't worry. Bank Negara actually encourage because this is something that can allow you to have ownership of property, buy car, no need to come out with the cash. So this is economic. But don't over leverage. Don't go and borrow from loan shark to own and all those things. If you somebody who has the understanding and financial ability to manage your wealth, your whatever cash flow, then it's okay. Because when you have sufficient income or rental to actually pay off your mortgage, or you have the reserve, when you need to pay off, you can pay off, then you can have loan. Don't worry. That one is just a like a rule, general rule, like traffic light. If it serves the purpose, then you should obey the traffic light. It's in working condition. But when it's not in working condition, don't be rigid. Red light cannot go, everybody stop there. Then traffic condition will be in a state of chaos or havoc. So all this is what Dhamma is. Then the fourth type of happiness is to live a blameless life. When we have the means, we can actually avoid a lot of unnecessary problems, to live a blameless life so that people don't blame you. So during that phase, be generous, be kind. Be a blessing to all. If you can help, help. So not to be too, like, they call petty or a miser. Is it miser, the word? Kiam siap. Then don't look at money very big. You have the means. So if you can help, if there is condition to help, you can be a blessing to all. Live a blameless life so that people will not blame you. So these are the four types of happiness that lay people can have. And basically, actually, to realize what you wish for, which is our topic today, is to walk the path of Dhamma. When you can walk the path of Dhamma, you become very beautiful. I suppose to stop at 9:30, another 10 minutes. Okay, so I will go to J. Krishnamurti quote, which is related to this. Living without resistance. How many of you have read the J. Krishnamurti quote? Oh, very good. The rest, 波浪塔，哇塞！啊，要啊，五套，yeah. So the second question, how many of you understand the code? No need deep, understand a bit also can. But that code is very beautiful, very profound. So living without resistance. You know what is the word resistance or not? When you're resisting in life, there is resistance. So when do you resisting?
Like it.
Ah, you don't like it. Very good. When things don't go your way, isn't it? These are the very obvious one, understand? What about the less obvious one? Do you realize in life, when you are heedless without the Dhamma, you resist life every moment, every instant, non-stop. Every moment of consciousness, you create the mental reaction to resist life. That's not. Your like and your dislike, your pleasant and unpleasant experiences, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your craving, your desire. All these are the resistance that you create in life. So you cannot see this means you don't have sati, mindfulness. You cannot be aware and you cannot experience the movement. That's why you don't see all this. All these are resistant, not the gross one, not the obvious one. The gross and obvious one is a transgression already, come out already. So now I slowly go into the code, and hopefully we can develop the understanding together. Okay, those followed by Zoom, you can see it because Chin Hao has pinned it on the Zoom. Jai Krishnamurti called on living without resistance. The title is very good. So the first sentence, he said to whoever who listened, can you observe the fact? What is the fact? That my life is dualistic, separative, isolated. Can you understand that? Dualistic, easy there. Duality, understand? Yeah, you live in the world of duality. There's a lot of duality going on. Every moment of sense experience, you react like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then your mind stir, emotional, fearful, then sometimes joy, happiness, and hosting. So we are always in that state of dualistic, means duality. We have a lot of views, opinion, conditioning, and the egoic mind is so strong. That's why there is this separativeness. You exist. I, the me, the mind, and you, the others. So this duality is very strong. It separates us from the world, from others. Then the last one is it isolates you. And this is the fact. You have mindfulness and the Dhamma, you can see all this. And when you realize all this, you wake up. What am I doing? Why am I creating this type of heedlessness? Why can't I see the fact of life? The fact of life is very clear when you understand. When you don't understand, you cannot see. You are like blind. I read through it again, Can we observe the fact that my life is dualistic, separative, and isolated? Then the next one is, however much I might say to my wife, I love you. A lot of people, I think when you say it, you are not sincere. Understand? You didn't express it. Maybe when you are young, courting her that time, yes. There is emotion there. But after so many years already, the wife also suspect you say something is up your sleeve. However much I might say to my wife, I love you, I live in separation. Why? Because he said, you are ambitious, you are greedy, you are envious, you are full of antagonism, hatred, and all the rest of it boiling inside you. True or not? Yeah, most human beings who have the egoic mind are selfish. When she is beautiful, young, yeah, serve you well, and have all the things for you, of course, I love you. But when things go the other way, or something else happened, misunderstanding flare up, what happened? Huh? So just like Alexander Pope, P-O-P-E. He said, reality begins after the first day of marriage. He said, initially, you talk about love. When poverty hits, what happened? Love fly off, out of the window. Joyce, remember. So this statement is very true. So when we understand this, yeah, we understand why Krishna mostly say it's because of our ego. We are ambitious, greedy, envious, full of antagonism, hatred, and the rest of it boiling in me. And that is a fact. Without mindfulness, you cannot see. Then he said, can you look? Can the mind look at the fact? Listen to this, non-dualistically, means without duality. Me as the watcher, looking at it as though it were something separate from me, means the observer and the observed. Then he said, can you look at it without this separation? Means the direct seeing, like Ingbi just now mentioned. Seeing thing as it is. No observer and the observed. No separation. No egoic mind. Just aware. The awareness and the thing as one. No separation. So this one is very important. Me as the watcher, looking at it as though there is something separate from me. But can I look at it without this separation? Can I look? Can the mind look at it? Not as an observer, not as an entity that wishes to change what happened or transform what it observed, but to look at it without the observer. Can my mind look, the mind who wants to call it my mind, the mind, can that look without any conclusion, but just observe? Observe what? Observe the fact only. Not what the thoughts say about the fact, or your opinion about what you see, or what you observe, or the conclusion that you want, the prejudice, the judgment, the like and the dislike, the feeling of frustration, despair, fear, worry, anxiety. When you look at that fact, just to observe without thought reacting to what is observed, he somehow used the word, I think that is true sati, real awareness. So now you know how difficult is it to have the real sati or mindfulness or true awareness. You must have the understanding within the awareness, means the Dhamma must be there. Then the Samasati can be there. Otherwise, the Samasati can never be there. To observe with such sensitivity, in which the whole brain, which is so conditioned, so heavily burdened with all the views, opinion, ideas, and own conclusion, pleasure, hopes, and all the rest of it, to observe with the brain that is completely quiet and still yet be alive to what it is observing. Can you do that? Then Krishnamurti someone asked, am I making myself clear? Somewhat clear, is it? Or is it all rather complicated? See? So this is a very profound statement. The direct seeing, you need to stabilize the sati to develop the understanding. Then when you see without the observer means what? There is no egoic mind inside that. That's why I say before the thought arise, before the perception, before the knowing, like the baby, seeing things as they are, despite the brain that has all the conditioning, the views, the opinion, the belief system, all this still there, but you still can see things as they are. Just observe what is going on. Seeing things as they are means observe the truth, the reality. So what is that truth? And what is that reality? That is what the Buddha meant by suchness, tatata. Seeing things as they are. Not according to what your brain perceives, interpret, and your views and your opinion want to express it. We always, through our sense door perception, want to change things. Like when you see things that is not in accordance with what you want. Like just now Joy said, when things don't go your way, when you bow song. So all this is not seeing things as they are. You actually go through memory. That's why I say acting according to memory, you look at a white one. It's not acting at all. What is memory? Acting according to memory, which is your thought, is not acting at all. Because this thought is egoic. This is where hell is. When you go there, you don't have the true awareness within, the stability of mindfulness to see things as they are, without words, without the chattering inside there, without the movement of sankhara activity. That's why you cannot have sankhara activity there to reason, to analyze, and to come to a conclusion. Well, all this is still the egoic mind, the thought process. So to see things as they are means you don't act according to memory. You develop the stability of awareness, to be aware. That's it. And when you are aware, this awareness can see things as they are through the observation of the fact of life. Fact of life means what? The nature's law that governs life and existence. How the three evil roots that the Buddha talked about, greed, hatred, and delusion, Dhammapada verse 1. You act, speak, and think with an evil mind. It has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Suffering will follow you, like the wheel that follows the hoof of the car. And this one can be investigated and proven. That's why when you see things as they are, you observe silently, then you realize how you stir your mind, how you react, how you create duality, how you create all those belief system, conditioning, everything that Krishnamurti talked about. How your mundane mind through sakayaditi, through heedlessness, keep on doing all those things. That is the mindfulness that you have, to observe all this. When you see yourself very clearly, you understand the form and mind when it's deluded, it's not you. That is the deluded egoic mind, which is the thought without wisdom connected. But when wisdom is connected, you can use thought. Thought become right thought. Understand? Then the memory has no power over you. But the wisdom override the memory. The delusion all cannot come in. The phenomenal world of consciousness and form cannot deceive you, delude you. Then you understand both the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma. Then you understand life clearly. You know how to live life. That's why that quote is very beautiful. Living life without resistance. If you live life like that, there is no resistance. Well, everything is just the way it is. That's why sometimes I don't want to say anything. I don't want to comment unless there is condition. No condition, just let things be. Why want to be right? Understand? Right and wrong is duality. Trying to do something. And that doing is always by the egoic mind. So once you have all this understanding, then what I taught last Thursday that I still retain here become very clear to you. Then this quote become very beautiful. Then the real awareness or sati is when you can really observe the fact, not trying to change it or allow your brain to come in and interfere with what you see. Then you are not seeing truth, the reality. Not seeing things as they are. You are seeing things according to what your mind tells you, your thought tells you, your perception, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. All this set in. See the danger in that. See the sakayadithi in that. See how the egoic mind manifests when the wisdom is not there. Without the stability of understanding, when you cannot comprehend what is happening, then delusion set in, heedlessness set in, and you become like the normal heedless living being. In fact, a lot of cultivators still live the way normal, heedless living being live. Because to have this type of sati is not easy. This type of mindfulness is not easy. Yeah. Because your thought keep on coming in. That's why without the four support to stabilize your sati, your daily mindfulness, you cannot realize the true Dhamma. You may have some knowledge of the Dhamma. But you cannot realize the truth. Yeah. To realize the truth, your stability or sati must be there. Your daily mindfulness must be very stable. You must have that awareness and sensitivity inside your nature to observe, to see. And any movement, immediately that nature detects it. Yeah, it's sensitive. And it understands. And it's connected to the form and mind. That's why it can understand, it can act, it can live. And this is the secret of the Dhamma, understanding. And this secret is not easy to comprehend. And there you go. Very, very profound. And very few people can develop until this style ability to understand even what Krishnamurti say. That's why he asked, am I making myself somewhat clear? I say, or is it very complicated? Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, any question? Oh, I exceeded by 11 minutes. It's okay. So now we open up for Q&A or informal sharing. So anybody wants to ask question or do further sharing, you can. Or you can add on to what I have shared.
I think it's very much how you do your practice even during a gathering and how you want to react or what you don't want to react.
Mm.
Very much depending on how kepo you want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I think at my age now, I'm much less kepo.
Yeah, more toned down already.
So I think it's also because I don't come out that often anymore, that much. So I'm basically more at home. I do my Dharma work and also take out brother too for lunch.
Yeah.
And meet up with some of my younger calamitas.
The youth. The youth.
I think I'd like to talk about the youth.
Yeah. Christy is here. Yeah.
Throughout my 10 years of Dharma work, I think the really happy times and the beneficial time is to spend some time with the young people.
Yes, yes.
And I think it's also because we learn from them.
Mm.
Not so much of they learning from us,
yeah,
or from me rather. So time has changed. People change. We change. Age catching up. Our memory not so good.
Mm.
Yeah. So the young ones will be the one who will always remind me of certain things that I forget. So I have to be accepting that my memory is not so good,
yeah,
anymore. And that's the reason why I think any Kalamita groups should encourage the young one to join in and to listen to more of their ideas so that Dharma can be carried forward with the young people. It is an IT world now, and e-commerce, artificial intelligence, AI, and all this.
Yeah,
I can't catch up.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Right?
We need their input. Huh?
So you need their input, and I think this is a very general statement. I think it's many of my events are actually now being carried out by the young people.
Mm.
I'm basically just staying at the background. It's a joy to see that they progress through the Dharma way. And sometimes when they do ask me a couple of questions, sometimes I don't even have the answer.
Mm.
So we learn through mistakes, we learn through interaction, through communication. And I find this very effective because sometimes we think we're always right in certain things. Until when you sit down and quiet down a little bit, you find that half the time when you think you're right, you're not.
Mm.
So I think that's when this duality of things and separation of things, you can see with a little bit of sparkle there.
Mm.
Not very much. It is very theoretical. I'm talking on about myself.
Mm.
It theoretically you tend to think that you know.
Mm.
But I think when it comes to nonverbal, it's not that easy.
Mm.
So, but I think, Brazil, if theoretically if you know and act upon it as much as you can, which is not very much,
mm,
I think that is a very good start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For any practice.
Correct.
For me, I'm still learning and I will continue to learn. And I hope the young people are able to give me some sparks every now and then. Yeah.
But they are very helpful, isn't it? They help you a lot. Huh?
Yeah. They are now helping me with what Mahjong's retreat and things like that. So I must say it's a joy to work with them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you have taken them for lunch or so, I was told. Oh, you didn't turn out.
I could take them out because.
But the day I was told you didn't turn out. My doctor told me.
No, because the timing was not right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then I did meet up with the team leader. They are really very versatile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is very good.
Yeah.
I think we old folks need to learn a lot from them sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
So we get Jayanta to represent them.
I think it's not so much of a representation. I think when the young group is together, the same thing when the older ones group together. If you are willing to listen and willing to accept, then I think it's quite easy. But half the time, we are not that flexible. We are not that versatile as well. So sometimes a quiet time is a good thing to do. Yeah. I think that's all I can share.
Good. Sadhu, let us rejoice. Huh? Sadhu.
A very good evening to my Kalamitas.
Yeah.
First of all, before I would like to share two scenarios in this current Chinese New Year,
very
I
good.
Like to take this opportunity to the bottom of my heart to thank firstly to Sister Mansuri and to Brother Tune. On the second day of Chinese New Year, they came to visit me, and this is where things were initiated, that we have a gathering tonight. Thank you for proposing it. Also to Brother Tune, still to agree with this proposal.
Yeah,
and all my committers to willing to attend. Spend your time. Without all this, because these conditions do not arise, and
yes, it's meant
it's
to be.
Very very difficult to have my mom to come. So thank you so much, mom. To as a child, I think my only wish is my mom knows what I do, who I mix with.
Very important. Yeah.
Security, and
At
least now she knows who are my parameters, and when I go for them, retreat or something, and she bangs in the
day.
Okay, Brandon, my first scenario was every year, since a couple of years back, on my birthday, my mom's birthday, and New Year, I will prepare a cup of drink, and I will give three bows, touch a bit,
sadhu,
and ask for forgiveness,
sadhu,
and thank
sadhu
her.
Very good.
But this year, I really was reluctant, and I had not done it yet.
Now you can do it. Sadhu, sadhu.
So, until just now, when Brother Jules shared about the thing, I love you and I love you. I was... It was like a repetition. Expecting it again.
Correct.
Then the next second, quarrel again. Nothing has arisen. So I was like, okay, maybe I need a few more days. I was trying my best to understand something is just hindering me to understand why I must do it sincerely, and I have not done it properly yet.
Sadhu,
thank you for
your
answers.
Very good.
Give me a more clearer understanding. What is that thing that hindering me?
Correct. Yes.
And also the second scenario was just now where when once we reached Sister Pamasuri's house, Shinhao also was at the gate. So we were shifting things in. Then I told Shinhao, I have to send this auntie back. So he was giving a lot of suggestions. No, don't call grab. Don't worry. Let's grab. Can go. I mean, I a heavy heart. I know. I have loved my mom, and to abandon her with suddenly when out of nowhere when she comes to KL suddenly. So, but I find the confidence. You know, that's a virgin heart already. You know, and she's Mama Suri's house. So, and this the time there's no thoughts. It was like this feeling of, this auntie needs me more at the moment. No, there's no this my mom. So I drove. I drove away. I said, no, me, we understand that because her husband just passed away last year. And she crashed a car to the eve of Chinese New Year. So last 9 days she was staying alone, and luckily she willingly wanted to follow us up to KL to visit her son. So that's why I think for me to just put her on a grab to go to her son's house, I think it's also a bit heavy.
A bit heavy.
So I decided to drove. And believe it or not, the journey to Damansara, set the point, coming back, there was no jam. Many cars.
Correct.
Cars are still moving.
Moving.
So
yes,
I was like, okay, it means it's something that's one, I mean, I don't know, something that wants to tell me that, yes, you did the right choice.
Sadhu.
So
very
this is what
good.
Happened to somebody. Just
very good. Sadhu.
Thank you everyone for attending and give a chance, mother and son, to do some dana. Thank you so much.
It was a beautiful dana. I really rejoice. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. So before we pass on to Christy, I'd like to head on to what Dr. J has mentioned. That's why in life, like what J. Krishnamurti said in that quote, live life without suffering. Understand? Resistance. when you don't have resistance, you don't suffer. Understand? So, like what Jayanta went through, when he has to make that difficult choice of leaving her mom behind and take the lady that has lost her spouse last year, I think, and New Year Eve had an accident. So for 9 days, she was staying alone and all those things. And despite all this, he believed he made the right choice because there was not much thought like creating conflict. So why Krishnamurti say this can be a good example for us to go through so that you can develop the understanding. That's why I say when you use your mundane mind to do the measurement or analysis or reasoning, then the sankhara will create havoc in you. Understand? So in this particular case, what he used was some form of wisdom, but not the penetrative type yet. That wisdom is good enough because he knows Pamasuri and Brother Tio, they are really beautiful hosts and good kayamitas. So he can rest assured the mother is in good hand. Then those coming are kayamitas too. So he has the confidence. Then he knew the story of this lady. That's why he said, not much thought. She just decided that it's too heavy a heart for her to go on a gram. Of course, Jin Hao would have preferred that so that Dr. J can attend the thing and host the thing and together with us have the joy. But sometimes in life, you need to make decisions. Understand? And this decision can come in two ways. One is the wisdom way, acting according to Dhamma understanding, the wisdom way. The other one is acting according to your emotion, understand? The emotion means, if my mom know more important, I cannot leave her here like that. So this is one, analysis, reasoning, justification, not based on the reality. Who need you more? Understand? And not only who need you more, like he said, Pamasri, Pratyum, or Kayamita, he has the confidence the mother will be okay. Understand? So what is more important and priority is to send the auntie home, and she did. And when you are with the right decision, you realize there is no resistance. Everything is smooth. But when you encounter in life, everything like repercussion got problem, then you know you are resisting already. You creating negative thought, you go song already. If you do it with that mind that is unhappy, everything go wrong. I tell you, even peaceful normal traffic also, you will go into the wrong lane and get into trouble. But when you have the right dhamma, everything go your way. And you can avoid a lot of unnecessary karmic negativity because you have the understanding. So there is a simple way of understanding what J. Krishnamurti is trying to share with us. But the more deeper and more profound one is to go beyond all this. To go beyond all this means the mind that is aware will understand because of the Dhamma. It can feel. It is sensitive. And even no one should go or shouldn't go. No choice on. You don't have to make a choice on. But that one is very difficult to realize and achieve. That one you need the Dhamma, the penetrative Dhamma. Then if it's meant to be, you're not supposed to go, the sign will come on. Then you will know one. Then you will arrange with somebody else. Can you help? Yeah? Help send her. Oh, I will appreciate that. Or you will somehow something will fall into place and you can arrange it because the sign will come. So that one is the Dhamma way for those who have the Dhamma. So whatever you do, if it's meant to be, will be. Then a lot of people will volunteer to help you too. So when you look around and talk to people. Are you free? Yeah? Can you help to send the auntie and others? Yeah. Then the response is very positive. Yeah. And sometimes you will know who are the one that will have the parami to do this. That's why sometimes I go on spiritual trip, I travel over, I can sense who are the sincere one that really wants to develop the parami and all those things. Then I will agree to let them like take my luggage or whatever. I remember last night Song and Jin Hao. Song was the one that come first. And you know, he do. Then he want to train Jin Hao. He want to give him opportunity. That's why he guided him. Go here. Then I can sense. That's why I allow Jin Hao to develop it. Then after that, he has a condition. Then he changed. He become very different. Then later on, the website, everything, all fall into place. Then his life also change, take a turn, and now he is in the phase where he is very happy now because all his earlier problem all resolved and the last hurdle also the property that he wanted to dispose of also clear and now he able to retire happily last year because he was full of joy. So all this it was arise on, and you will go through one, and you will understand one. And this is what I call the cultivation process. As you go through the cultivation, you develop the understanding according you to your whatever path along the training. Means when you are at this stage, you will do this type of thing. When you are at another stage, you will do another type of thing. Then you will understand differently. Yeah. As you progress, as you transform stage by stage, your understanding will make you different. Then you realize you no need to make decision. Finally, you leave it to nature. Nature means nature will tell you. The sign will come. That's why you will not resist. So sometimes even after I decide or plan already, like before we go spiritual trip, we have a schedule. Then halfway as we go there, things can happen on, the sign will come, whatever will come. Then I will make decision and alter that decision and change. And it's always for the better. So that stage is more difficult. That one you need to have the Dhamma and the understanding. And this one being sensitive, even no one. That's why sometimes you must understand why a lot of your thing, when you have delusion or heedlessness, you become predictable. Then the karmic law have its own way of actually hitting you back severely. But nature is such, there are the forces. There are the good and the bad, the wholesome and the unwholesome or whatever. So sometimes they used to say when you are in a location where there is this evil forces and all things, you don't have to worry. When you have the Dhamma, you will have virtue. And like the Buddha said, nothing protect except virtue. Virtue is your highest protection. So when you have virtue, you don't have to worry. So whatever happens, that virtue will prevent you from getting into trouble. But if you don't have virtue, you will get into a lot of trouble. So virtue is very important. That's why you keep your precepts. If you develop mindfulness, if you develop wisdom, understanding, and you have been a blessing to all this world. Walk the path of Dhamma, following the advice of the Buddha, especially precepts. You can maintain the precept very well. Walk the path of Dhamma. Your life transforms. You become very different. You like very lucky, very blessed, like everything go your way. So you have to see all this, experience all this. Then you will realize. For those who don't have the Dhamma, they really suffer. There is not much we can do. It's not to say we don't want to help. This is not help. No condition means if you still want, means you are interfering with nature's law. Nature's law is no question on. Understand not? That is the way things are. Cannot be otherwise. That's why the Buddha said, if there is no condition, he also cannot help you. You must have the condition. That's why parami, virtue, yeah, kindness, goodness, wholesomeness, following noble eightfold path, the Dhamma way, is very important. So this part, hopefully you understand, then you know how to put into practice and apply all this understanding. And don't worry about the result. As you transform, you will understand what? Naturally. Then when you understand, you will go through the process of transformation that will allow you to understand the truth, the Dhamma, very clearly. And it's not what is written in the book. Not what is commonly accepted by people and talked of by the Dhamma community. Is completely different. Because what you go through and experience through that cultivation of sati and mindfulness that make you sensitive, that awareness nature develop the understanding, seeing things as they are, seeing the fact of life means truth within nature, the nature's law that governs life and existence, all the Dhamma, essential Dhamma, they are essential truth, Dhamma are truth. So all this essential Dhamma will fall into place. Then you realize everything actually follow this nature's law, which is the Dhamma. So when you have the Dhamma, your life will be good. Everything will go your way. When you oppose, go against the nature's law or the Dhamma way, you will hit a lot of resistance and your life will have a lot of suffering, misery, complication. So hopefully, this part, we should thank Jayanta for bringing out the good condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Christy, now your turn. Yeah, you represent the youth. You all have good idea, young idea. And you all have been very helpful. Yeah.
Good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs. Yeah. Teo, and all Karamitas. Happy Chinese New Year to
all. Yeah, happy Chinese New Year. Gong Xi Ba Cai.
Maybe I talk about a little bit about the formation of the youth group. Because just now, Brother Teo mentioned condition.
Yes.
So, what happened was, it was a retreat that I didn't even attend. So, one day, my mom attended the retreat. So, after the retreat, my mom, Chong Lim, attended the retreat. So, my mom went to approach Chong Lim and say, hey, can you add my daughter in? Because Dr. J. So I was in a dilemma because they were having a physical gathering in Calgary. So I was thinking, should I go, should I not go? Because I don't know anyone there. So suddenly I just say, you know what, let's go.
Yeah,
sadhu. So Jayanta actually messaged me. He offered to pick me up.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
So I say, okay, since it's conditioned like that, let's go.
Yeah, sadhu.
Then when we first met, it was like old friends meeting up. Suddenly, we...
Means meant to be,
And then I think 1 month later, just nice that that night when we were having the gathering, my mom was with you all.
Oh, sadhu.
So, I think Mrs. Steele mentioned to my mom that Tracy was
coming back. Sui coming back. So,
So Mrs. Steele asked, why not check her in?
Sadhu.
Tracy joined the
group.
After that, pandemic happened.
So lockdown.
I was very grateful for this group. I forgot, I think it was Dr. Jayanta that initiated, why not let's have a weekly meditation. So we continued that. So that's how we coped through the whole pandemic. So after that, Auntie Joy suddenly called me one day because of the youth group. Then it was a volunteer event, shoe sorting event at Bucks, I think. So after that, she gave me the opportunity to help out with Wat Mak Chan.
Sadhu.
So that's where I met the more of the youth
group.
Can see that before that, when I was doing all this Dharma work, I saw that I wanted recognition.
Sadhu. So
that was before. I'm like,
that is very good. The awareness is aware. It's very good.
So before that, when I don't get recognized, I feel very agitated.
Yeah, how your mental states stir, react.
So that is
sati.
So after working with more and more people, especially with the Wat Mak Chang group, I can see that the whole team is very selfless.
Even though
most of them are older than me.
Correct.
We have mutual respect. They really listen to each other. We respect each other.
Sadhu.
I think we learn from each other. That's what matters. So,
very good.
From there on, I saw myself like, why are you doing things for if you want to do, just do wholeheartedly.
My mom
also guided me. My mom was
on
and off. She would remind me, hey, watch yourself.
Don't
get affected by all these emotions.
Correct, yes.
So I'm grateful for all this.
Sadhu,
and then also for Brother Teo for giving me the opportunity to help on and off. So
sadhu,
to everyone
sadhu,
who
yes.
helped me through my path.
You should thank your dad also. Your papa every time come and talk to me, see me, then we
papa
come together. A lot of things. The monks thing and can pass to your papa. Sadhu. Sadhu. Very good. On already, on already. Push it out, push it out.
Hello.
Yes.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo,
and
for the client.
Okay, with us.
Okay. Sorry, you don't see me come to the class very often. Okay. But I listen to the tape. Okay. I see Brother Teo as and when. When I hit on some,
correct.
On some resistance.
The speed bump.
So, I've been doing some projects generally for the goodness of
Buddhists
for the past 4 or 5 years. I need to say a lot of temple need to be built, a lot of cultivation center need to be built, a lot of poor people need to be helped, and then especially at our age, right? We are very blessed to have Brother Teo here to get us all together. But many of them don't. Right. So I'm very blessed that at the 50, I got in touch with Dharma.
Sadhu.
Right. So as and when I had a dinner with Brother Teo lately.
Yeah,
I told his brother, this is my father, this is my master, savior.
Sadhu.
He's a savior of my life, because my life has totally changed. Get in touch with Dharma. So, as I'm blessed, I have a Dharma family. Not many people have it.
Very few people have Dharma family.
So, I say I'm having so much of this. So, what can I do? So, especially look at Jing Yap. Look at our brother here. If we can get together until the day we go, we still have a place to cultivate. But we are quite okay, as and when we meet. But I look at a lot of especially Mahayana's people. They go in chanting. At the end of the day, ask them, they don't know what they are doing. That's quite a sad part because there are too many fang pian fa men for them. They are confused, you see. So, born as a monk, you can renounce as a monk, you are very lucky. I asked Reverend Mahinda, I say, I wish I can have renounced. But I am too old already, I say, Reverend Mahinda say, okay, I will renounce you.
Very good.
For a short time.
But
so I make vows, to actually what can I help out?
Yes.
Okay. So for these 5 years, because I come from financial institution.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I say, how can I create a pool of funds a sustainable pool of funds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I go in without any sales consideration.
Correct, correct.
So the most I can do 5 years, 7 years, yeah, 10 years, yeah, and it has to pass to another.
On to another.
So idea come to me, I will plant three.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So plant three, I will plant 1 million tree.
Mm.
1 million tree within the 10 years.
Mm.
So what does it mean? 200 ringgit per tree, it will acquire, it will accumulate about 200 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
200 million, not for one temple.
Yeah, yeah.
For
yeah,
all sects of temple.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the right views, all this, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a very difficult task.
Yeah, yeah. Very challenging. Yeah.
So initially, I started with 50 acres I want to plant. That can only take care of about few hundred trees.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But that's why living without resistance today hit the nail
on the head. Uh-huh.
Very, very strongly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think I've been doing that.
Mm, right? Very good.
Otherwise, I won't see you today. I would die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many obstacles, you know?
Correct.
So many things, so many times I give up.
Yeah, you would have given up long ago.
Yeah, right. So because things, when you are not doing for yourself,
correct,
go to hell.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if we are thinking for general
humanity, the Buddhist sister, community.
Okay, it carry on, but it hit you 1, 2, 3 times.
Yeah.
But very funny, brother Theo. Believe in it, right?
Yeah. But you must have faith.
There is something there. There is something there, you know. So I started 150 acres. Today I have 5,000 acres.
Wow, sadhu.
It's given.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have brought Brother Theo to Kuala Kubu.
I saw that.
9 acre meant to be.
Yeah.
Next time we can go there and retire, stay together.
Oh, sadhu.
Okay. Then we can plant tree, live in the community.
Yeah.
Because monk are very lucky, they have a monastery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't, right? So we need a place like this, right? A cost, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I already formed a Yayasan Foundation.
Sadhu.
Hopefully by next month it will be approved by Ministry of Finance.
Mm,
okay.
Sadhu.
It has gone in about four five months already.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Today, why I need to make a report, because I just been to Mori.
Oh.
I just to be Mori, right? Mm. The Golden Coast Hotel. Okay. Beside that, they offer a piece of 4 acres of land for our retired home.
Oh, sadhu. Oh.
Okay, beautiful place.
Maldives is very beautiful.
All the fruit tree, everything. Yeah. Right? Simple structure, but it can be done so much beautiful. But the Golden Coast Hotel, actually, they have about 16 penthouses.
Oh.
16 penthouses. Every penthouse have 5 units of room.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Have jacuzzi, everything.
Yeah.
Offer to us.
Wow, sadhu.
Okay, so at a special price. So they have Sheng Hall, they have everything. So our retreat, our youth activity, beautiful beach. You can camp sadhu. There. Right? So I hope the youth can
Christy
one day there. The Brother Theo retreat can go there.
Yeah,
weekend retreat, sadhu. 1 hour. The Pau is beautiful.
Yeah, very new. Very new. Very near. Very
right.
near.
Right.
Yeah. Mori, I've been there when I was in JKR.
So basically, I can start tomorrow.
Oh, start to.
Okay, but I need help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the help I need is how to run it. Right? Because somebody has to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
To stay there permanently or short-termly or this or that. The whole idea is to let the Buddhists to have a proper place, proper teachers to stay there, and then there is a piece of land about 2 acres for us to plant whatever we want to eat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there are kitchen, there are everything. So it seems like thing after 4 years, it's just everything.
Starting to happen.
Starting to happen. Yeah. So I believe, I really believe when you do it with a good heart.
Yeah, when you are sincere and then, you really have that faith. It will come.
After 2-3 years, I don't plan anymore.
Yeah, no need to plan.
All right.
Just let things be.
So like the temple that I need to build, I have 4 temples to build, like, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Right. The first temple initially I wanted to build until today is 7 years already. I still don't get the approval.
Okay. Yeah.
But when it's about to expire, everything happened.
Oh, sadhu.
Right. So hopefully by next month I will get a full approval.
Oh, sadhu.
So but I don't know like that so I always say Buddha give only.
That's what nature
say, all these things.
Nature is very
Buddha
amazing.
Will plan for you.
Yeah. Very amazing. Your nature, it will surprise you one.
Yeah.
Everything will just happen when you are like at the brim of giving up, you think like no future already, cannot already, then all of a sudden things will just happen and turn around. Like our recent GE15, everybody already give up hope already, thinking Brigata National has the number and all those things. Then everybody was so against Pakatan, no Anoa, no Pakatan, no Pikir. So everybody, my son also said, well, like that, how? So people were very negative, but I said, you don't worry, let things be. Well, I saw the number, BN130, 30 plus 82, 112, exactly the number. So I just say, don't worry, let things be. Then I even told Jin Hao before the election. Jin Hao asked me, I say, it will be an election that will give rise to a lot of good things. Then really, it just happened and Anwar becomes the PM. Because we invoke this power of merits, which I think Suyan also know. Here Suyan that time, before they make the decision, Suyan also put there. We always, Imina Punyang Kamena. Devo Vasatukalena. We invoke power of merit for the righteous government and king, so that the country can be peaceful, good harvest, everything. So all this has its contribution. And the most powerful one is that retreat we had in August. Remember? Maybe there are a few got COVID. But that retreat, that parami we invoke every day and it's meant to be. That's why that one actually set in. Then I can feel that something is happening, the consciousness is moving for the better. And really it happened. Where got suddenly the Agong act so righteously? You can just, actually nobody can believe that one. Most of the time, like the GE14, very fast appoint already. That's enough. So a lot of these things, when you think cannot happen already, suddenly it just happened. And everybody turn around. Hey, can happen. Then my son told me, oh, no need to migrate already. So a lot of things change. So this is what Dhamma is. Don't try to like be rigid. Let things be, have faith. Then live life without resistance. Everything will flow. Very good, Sadhu.
So currently, tonight I say it because I feel I'm too lonely.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm too lonely. Okay. So currently we have 3 pieces of land.
Yeah.
1 piece is Cameron Highland, Blue Valley. 50 acres.
Well, that place is very beautiful. Yeah, Blue Valley.
Okay, it's locked already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as Kuala Kubu, 6 acres.
Yeah.
Brother Teo has seen.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah.
Then I hope I can lock the Morit one. Okay.
The Morit one, the hotel owner, how come they have shrine hall, everything?
There is a doctor there.
Oh, there's a doctor.
China doctor.
Oh, no
Who can practically cure anything, but I don't want to say.
China. Yeah.
And then
now I know.
She came to meet me, because she wanted to do all
You told me that. That was a very, like, amazing one. This type of people can just come.
Yeah. Okay. So I have three pieces of land. Mm. I think the I call it BCV.
Yeah.
Buddhist Community Village.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hope you can approve it.
You
give me a better name, Brother Kyo. Yeah. Okay. Huh? Okay. So with your permission, with Karamayata, anyone, if you have some ideas how to have this.
Want to contribute.
Not so much contribute.
The service.
How you want our future Buddhist home
brainstorm.
To be, right? I hope Brother Teo, maybe you can arrange one section for those people, right? See what the service is needed, how to run it, all this.
All this we need to brainstorm.
I think from day one we have to get it right.
Yeah,
otherwise
we need
it will
to
be very
brainstorm
messy.
It and come out with the blueprint. Actually steer the whole thing because things has fallen into place.
Yeah.
Jared last time, I remember 2-3 years ago before the pandemic, he came and see me and came with the book. He got written something there, I think. That was very preliminary, but it's a good start. So I told him, all this, if it's meant to be, it will come to be. Then I think the one that can help you the most is Sui An. Sui An is very good at producing.
Anyone is welcome, right? As long as for
no
the good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I summarized all this.
Thank you.
Okay,
sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Because Sui An got very good experience. They started with SJBA. From nothing, it become what it is now. And he, together with Brother Jim, they all, I think, his husband also. They are two president and deputy president. They did a good job. Then I think if condition is favorable, there are Kayamitas who also have the interest to help. I think later on, now Song retired, Jin Hao also retired, so they can actually play a role. Even BG. BG and Chiu Po Lian, where are you? Dr. JBC, a lot of patients to look at. But he can come in his own way. So all these are beautiful conditions. So let us rejoice. Sadhu. Oh, very good. Thank you so much for all the good sharing. Timing, 10:30. Exactly. So we should all now compose our mind. Develop the faith so that we rejoice with all the wholesomeness. Then we will share and transfer this merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva jirang rakantu lokasasana. Itta vata jamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya idang venyatinang hotu sukita hontunyatayo idang venyatinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tina hotu sukita hontunya tayo devo asato kalena sasa sampati heto cha vito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punya kamena mame balang samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana pangatia sadhu. Okay, now you can pay respect mindfully the Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end the whole Zoom sharing session. Thank you for your participation, Sadhu.